This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I'm just going to kick right into it right now because we got much to cover. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, the church kicks out pro-lifers, welcomes Planned Parenthood. This is apostasy, friends. This is heretical. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisies, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. I mean, this is like those that put light for darkness and darkness for light, evil for good and good for evil, which is found in Isaiah 5:20. But folks, don't act like this is brand new, because the church, through the exhibition of apathy, has allowed this to take place for a long time in this country. Again, the headline is apostasy. Church kicks out pro-lifers, welcomes Planned Parenthood. Kent State graduate and all-around gun girl Caitlin Bennett is reporting that the hireling, read John 10 when you get a moment, the whole of it, pastor, he calls himself, Mark Eldred of Old Stone Church, welcomed attendees of the Women's March and Planned Parenthood while rejecting pro-lifers. Folks, he's been rejecting pro-lifers his whole life. And so have over 300,000 pulpits in the United States of America who have remained silent in the face of those that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb. This isn't brand new. This isn't brand new, friends. In fact, Bennett says Eldred is just fine to spread the propaganda of baby murder through the use of Christ's church. Oh my goodness, friends. There's a special place in hell for people like Mark, let me tell you. There's definitely a special place in hell for people like this. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, church kicks out pro-lifers, welcomes Planned Parenthood. That is the very definition, friends, of heretical. And you can't, again, make this kind of stuff up. You just can't. Pamela Geller reports on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Islamic groups, media call for Florida commissioner's head for responding to terror-tied Rep. Tlaib's impeach the blank blanker concerning the President of the United States of America. Listen to this one. Folks, by the way, these are the victims, okay, that are calling for the heads of those that are calling them out for their guilt, okay? This latest controversy best illustrates how the Islamic machine steamrolls with the help of Americans, friends, over and destroys any and all people in their path to further impose their brutal mores of Islamic law. A small local politician made a commonsensical remark on Facebook after a newly elected anti-Semitic jihad supporter called for a coup against the President of the United States of America, shrieking, "Impeach the blank blanker." terror-tied Islamic groups like CARE and their running dogs in the mainstream media, goose-step and lockstep, chanting for her head. Florida, the Sun Sentinel, Hallandale, braces for protest after commissioner's anti-Muslim rant. Are you listening to this, America? You have the media attacking those, and they've been doing this for a long time. This you know. Attacking those that are calling out these people for who they are and what it is that they mean to do to us Americans. But here's the media saying, Hallandale braces for protests after commissioner's anti-Muslim rant. And thus the myth of Islamophobia is fed. Just accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. This is what they're doing. Not only fed by the South Florida Sun Sentinel, is boasting that they broke the story before it went national. It went national because Islamophobia is a myth, and so these media lapdogs blow up anything that they believe they can frame as anti-Muslim. Anyone who opposes jihad and Jew hatred is anti-Muslim. Listen carefully. Anybody who opposes jihad and Jew hatred is anti-Muslim. And who's pushing this narrative, friends? The CIA-controlled media. It's totalitarianism. As a matter of fact, these ugly totalitarians are calling for Lima Taweeb's removal and urging their anti-Semitic members to protest her at the next Hallandale commissioner's meeting. So, friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you her phone number, and if you'd be so kind to take some time out of your day and to give her a call and to encourage her, friends, for taking a stand, do so. I'm going to give you her phone number. That number is 954-457-1378. Again, 954-457-1378. Lima Taweeb. Encourage her, friends. I'm going to tell you what she said here. Hallandale Beach Commissioner Annabelle Lima Taweeb took issue with infamous Congresswoman, somehow mysteriously, right? Rashida Tlaib, obscene and treasonous declaration to Donald Trump, impeach the MF-er. She said, okay? Lima Taweeb remarked on her Facebook page that Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib was a Hamas-loving anti-Semite, which is true, who might blow up Capitol Hill. She certainly supports groups that would. She is. She's supporting groups that would do such a deed. And thus sparked a political firestorm nationwide? Who said that? That is all it took to set off their hair-trigger Islamic machine. And I'm talking about what's going on in your country today, America. When devout Muslims plotted to behead Pamela Geller in an Islamic State plot on American soil, it did not spark a political firestorm nationwide. When it became clear there was no Russia collusion and Democratic party called the Democrats was guilty of attempted coup, it didn't spark a political firestorm nationwide. When terror supporter Linda Sarsour called for a jihad against the President of the United States of America, it didn't spark a political firestorm nationwide, according to the CIA-controlled media, friends. When heads of the Democratic Party stood on stage with avowed racist and vile Jew hater Louis Farrakhan, it didn't spark a political firestorm nationwide, nor did it when it long suppressed photos of Farrakhan and President Barack Hussein Obama. Hey folks, did you know that Rashida Tlaib has over 256,540 signatures to have her removed, yet you haven't heard a peep of it through the CIA-controlled media, have you?
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word Forward button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you being browbeaten. Are you tired of being browbeaten? Because I am. Are you tired of being accused of what they're guilty of? I am. Islamic groups on sonsoflibertymedia.com, media call for Florida commissioner's head for responding to terror-tied Rep. Tlaib's impeach the MF-er concerning the President of the United States of America. And don't forget about Linda Sarsour's call for jihad concerning the President of the United States of America, too. There was no firestorm over any of this, America. You're under attack. And you're under attack by your own. It's not a foreign, folks, it's not a foreign entity within that's attacking you. Yes, it's foreign to the U.S. Constitution, but you need to understand there are a bunch of Judases that are willing to sell out their own souls for 30 pieces of silver. Luke 22:48. And once they realize what they've done, they're going to end up going and hanging themselves just like that of Judas Iscariot. See, they're just too stupid to pay attention to the fact that they're going to face the judge. And it's up to the people to actually arrange the meeting in this life, not in the next one. But they'll meet them. The sooner you get tired or the end of your rope concerning the crimes of these people, friends, the sooner they're going to understand that they're not going to play games with we the people. I mean, I bet a lot of these foreign people, speaking of foreigners that are coming in and being used to implement a global government with the help of Donald Trump, it's interesting to note, I bet a lot of these people are coming into the United States of America trying to figure out where those people are and where the spirit and who it is to exhibit that these colors don't run. I bet they're trying to figure out, wait a second, is this a thing of the past? Or is it still going on today? Are there still brave people in the United States of America that don't run but stand? You know, I don't know about you, America, but when it's like so many times over the past years, when you're born of the Spirit of God, and you'll notice the Christ because that's who we follow, isn't it interesting how he went into the synagogues? He went into the temples. He went into where the people were at. He went in to set the record straight. He went in and broke it down and delivered out devils. He went in and turned over tables and took cords and whips. to set the record straight because he had the zeal of his father. Well, so do Christians today. When they see the enemy at work, they don't see something they need to run from. They see something that they need to run to set the record straight. Where is that spirit, America? Where is it? Because you see your foreign enemies within and without attacking at will with the help of your own people that are committing the act of treason against you. They are aiding and abetting the enemies in the United States of America. Every step of the way. I was just watching I'm going to come back to this, but I just wanted to let you know I was watching a documentary earlier from the attorney from Martin Luther King Jr. And he went through all the details that weren't released to the American people during the 60s, that weren't released to the American people in the 70s, that weren't released to the people in the 80s or in the 90s or the 2000s. He said that every step of the way, the media was there as they remained silent concerning what really happened around the killing, the conspiracy, concerning federal governments, the mob, the military-industrial complex, who were all threatened because Martin had the power to turn tides against them. I mean, as a matter of fact, friends, I want to tell you something. The best thing the hippies ever did back in the 60s was protest government for the Vietnam War. The best thing they ever did. And Martin Luther King was right. But what's interesting about it is the attorney for the family. By the way, James Earl Ray was never charged for the murder lawfully. He never confessed to the murder, nor was he responsible for the murder. We got a brand new video, as a matter of fact. I don't know why I'm getting off on that, but I will highlight it even now. When you go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, watch the video. It's absolutely telling. It goes through everything, what the narrative was that was set by the media, and the facts of the case, how they're set right in the face of eyewitnesses. And of course, this is what they do. They did it with Robert Kennedy's assassination. They did it with John F. Kennedy's assassination. It's interesting, too, friends, one of the things that was brought up, just to show you how the media works and how big government's involved in everything. But it's interesting to note that even during the release, you know, when Donald Trump first came into office, they were talking much about the release of John F. Kennedy's assassination files. Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but when Donald Trump got in there, he agreed to redact the names of those that are still alive concerning that assassination. Well, now that he's dead and burning in hell where he belongs, George Bush Sr., his name was brought up, of course. He was a part of the assassination. Look who he was. Look at the power and influence he had. But, folks, you just go on and on. The way you get it from the CIA-controlled media, friends, you can almost bet what they're telling you is the opposite of the truth. And I've seen it 1,000 times. But Donald Trump was right there to help cover it up, by the way, friends. Which came as no surprise to me whatsoever. But just in case you ever think that he's one of your guys, I'm telling you, friends, he is not. He is not one of your guys. And how people are taking with this guy, the only way that they can do that, friends, is to shut their eyes to the fruit that he bears. Because the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. The fruit is there for you to see. And we spent much time on that just yesterday. What I did want to cover, though, friends, is a shock interview. Veteran FBI demonstrates why FBI shouldn't exist. It's unconstitutional. So is the CIA. How many bureaucracies have been created, friends, in the United States of America that have no constitutional standing, a lawful standing in any sense of the word? And what are they being used for? Well, let me ask you the question. What have they been used for? Well, we've been taught that they're there to, again, protect the little guys from the big guys. No, it's just the exact opposite, friends. Just the exact opposite. They're protecting the big guys from the little guys. And for all of you little guys, I want to remind you, it does not matter how big the dog is in the fight. It matters how big the fight is in the dog. And if you think you can't make a difference, I want to tell you something, friends. That is the furthest thing from the truth. Have you ever been in a tent? like out in the forest somewhere and there was one mosquito inside of that tent and you were trying to go to sleep, how'd that work out? It didn't work out until you got rid of that mosquito, right? See how effective you are, America? Just imagine what happens when people come together and shut it down together. Because one man with God is always in the majority, said the prophet John Knox. But again, if you want to check it out, Sons of Liberty Media, shock interview, veteran FBI demonstrates why FBI shouldn't exist. Also read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. I want to go back to this really quick. Islamic groups media call for Florida commissioner's head for responding to terror-tied Rep. Tlaib's impeach the MF-er concerning the President of the United States of America. Again, if this was anybody else, friends, doing this to Barack Hussein Obama, it would have been national news. No question about it. But it's interesting how the Muslims are being empowered by the media to go after anybody that dares speak out against those that intend to commit crimes against the innocent. Listen to this. We have over 256,540 signatures to have jihadist Tlaib, Rashida Tlaib, removed from office for that threat against the President of the United States of America. How much have you heard of it? Why is the media empowering your enemies, friends? Again, without the facts that, friends, that we are in a time of judgment in this country. We are under the judgments of God. There's no denying it. No more you can deny the light the sun gives off. You're just not going to be able to do it. But why is it that there's no... How come there's no national outrage concerning what Mrs. Rashida Tlaib said? Well, there is. But who's pouring water on it through silence? The media. I want to say this again. The media's pumping it out like there's a big stir concerning the protests after the commissioner's anti-Muslim rant. Wait a second. Anti-Muslim rant. Let's put that into perspective. Lima Taub, the commissioner, remarked on her Facebook page that Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib was a Hamas-loving anti-Semite, which is true, who might blow up the Capitol. She certainly supports groups that would, and thus sparked a political firestorm nationwide? Who said so? But again, when it comes to someone threatening the President of the United States of America or committing jihad on the White House, there's no national stir? Why is that, America? You're in a time of deceit, and it's a dangerous thing to tell the truth. It's time to become dangerous.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, it's up to you to open the government.
To reject this proposal, Democrats would have to prioritize political combat with the president ahead of federal workers, ahead of DACA recipients, ahead of border security, and ahead of stable and predictable government funding. Is that really a price that Democrats want to pay to prolong this episode, which they say they want to be over and done with?
Pelosi's response?
Open up government.
The Supreme Court ruled that the Pentagon can start enforcing a Trump administration's order to limit transgender military service while the issue plays out in lower courts. The Supreme Court will probably not get the case until sometime next year. And the week-long teacher strike in Los Angeles is over. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm bewildered here, friends. Yes, I'm playing stupid. I'm bewildered as to what's taking place here. Islamic groups media call for Florida commissioner's head for responding to terror-tied Rep. Rashida Tlaib's impeach the MF-er, talking about the President of the United States of America. Linda Sarsour calls for a jihad on the people's White House, and there's no big mainstream media stir, right? Does that tell you who is at war with you, America? I hope it does. You know, it's funny because I'm looking over at an article right below the one that I'm highlighting right now. And it's a BuzzFeed. It runs a crazy story accusing Jews of conspiring against George Soros. Friends, as I shared with you yesterday, if it's not the media setting the left against the right, the Democrats against the Republicans, the blacks against the white, to those that love and to those that hate, and of course they want to redefine the word love and hate, which they have done, you know, they're running out of options, friends, because people are catching on that the method here is divide and conquer. Now what they're doing is they're using not just the sodomites and the communists within and other groups, friends, but now they're accusing innocent people of the crimes of the conspirators. BuzzFeed runs crazy story accusing Jews of conspiring against George Soros. If you know anything about the history of George Soros, that's what he's been doing his whole life. And this comes back to Joseph Goebbels. When he said, accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. This is exactly what the media is doing, friends. But again, going back to the article that I was just highlighting before that. Islamic groups media calls for Florida commissioner's head for responding to terror-tied Rep. Rashida Tlaib's impeach the MF-er. Not a word. Not a word concerning Linda Sarsour. No, because all the good people in this country are sitting there like good little subjects and slaves, allowing their masters to act out in such a fashion to further wield their chains. That's what's happening. Let me say it this way. Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. I don't know. Was it the American people that were told for 17 years, 18 years, that we were attacked by Muslims that dropped the two towers in New York, and now we're seeing Saudi Arabia, and we're seeing monuments being put up on the behalf of Muslims just across the street from where the two towers fell, which is a sign of conquering? I don't know. I mean, this is the same media, friends, that is diverting your attention today from the 35 known jihadi camps in America. I mean, is there a point where you have to begin to ask yourself questions and demand answers, folks, concerning those in the media? The media is so far out there, friends. How they have not been taken to task 1,000 times over, I know not. Outside of the fact that there's a lot of judges that are willing to take what goes under the table for a bribe to turn judgment and righteousness into wormwood. In other words, they sell out justice to the highest bidder, or injustice. You know, America, that 60% of migrants coming into America favor Sharia law. You knew this, right? Since the 9/11. I just wanted to make sure you understand what's going on here. But there's no outrage in the ministry, in the media. Why is that? Because you're under attack, America. You've been under attack since September 11th. You call me an alarmist, you call me what you will. The trumpet is on my lips and I'm blowing it regardless if you like it. Because the truth that's crushed to the earth will rise again. The truth, like a lion, folks, doesn't need for me to help prop it up. It's like a lion, just let it go and it will defend itself. And it's exactly what it's been doing for a long time. You're being exposed, all you useful idiots that are doing the biddings for those that mean to destroy you and your country. Your country first, and then you go. Just wanted to tell you how that works. But that's what's happening today. You know, it's interesting, on the Sons of Liberty Media, we have federal and state protections for Muslims promoting death, torture, terrorism to unbelievers in America. But yet the law, America, which you are, says otherwise. And so does common sense. So why do you stand back and suffer the abuses? These victims that are coming over here, friends, the victims within the United States of America, that in these cases, these radical Muslims, friends, hey, they claim victim status, and yet, folks, what are they doing? They're attacking. Who are they attacking? They're attacking our governments every step of the way. I remember when John Guandoli, former FBI agent, said that Muslim mosques are the equivalent to military bases in America. But I want to say this in all fairness, friends. You have how many bases, military bases across the world? We have 737 military bases across the world in 148 countries. There's 196 countries. So we're folks, reaping what we sowed because of what we allowed our politicians to do to their countries. Tayyip Erdogan said, "The mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers." So I'm just defining out what a mosque is, as it comes out of their own mouths, right? But again, it's a big stir to call these people out for what they mean to do. I mean, this is craziness. U.S. survey 2011 counted a total of 2,106 mosques as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. And what's more disturbing than that is the number of mosques in the United States has jumped up to 74% since September 11, 2001. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America, with a total number of 3.3 million residing in this country. And you have a border issue. And this is why I continuously say, friends, either you deal with corruption or else you're going to lose your country. Abraham Lincoln. Well, this just comes to my aid. That was right when he said this. He said that America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. That's exactly right. Numbers 32:23. But going back to this, friends, to suggest that there's a big media stir going on because a woman called out Rashida Tlaib for who she is and what it is that she means to do. There's a big stir in the media, but no one's hearing, friends, from the CIA-controlled media, the mainstream media, about the 256,540 people in Michigan that want her removed now, yesterday. And this woman spoke out in defense of herself and her people. You need to call her and encourage her. Lima Tau, her number is 954-457-1378. Call her and encourage her. 954-457-1378. What the media will do is they'll grab 50 people to 100 people. They'll put them in front of her office. And what you don't know, behind closed doors, they've done this to me several times. They'll bust these people in and they'll pay them to protest. They'll get their pictures and then they'll create the war. And the reason they're creating the war, friends, is because they want to divide the people all the more. They want to create domestic insurrection. They want to create civil war. And if you want to know who they is, you know who the bad guys are already. Deal with them. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But I suggest, America, at this point, you begin to take heed to his commandments. Because he's the one that promised to turn that nation into hell that forgets him. Read Psalm 9, 16, and 17 when you get a moment. But isn't it amazing how they just leave out these details? And how is it that they're not lawfully accountable for doing so? Oh, they are. There's just very few that are willing to take it to them. And I guarantee you, once they get into court, friends, someone's going to set a precedent that's going to be heard across the country. And it's going to put everybody in their lawful spot if the judges in this land are willing to do it. And I believe that there still is some. Because if there wasn't, we wouldn't be here today, friends. Today, sonsoflibertymedia.com, I went on to post on Facebook on a live stream. And when I posted what I posted, it kind of took me off guard because I've never seen this before. And right when I posted, friends, it was a video somebody sent to me concerning water that was bought at Walmart, and it gelled up when you'd pour it out. And I thought, whoa, that's pretty bizarre. And in saying that, Facebook had something on the link already that warned me that Snopes.com has information on the video that I was watching. And I thought to myself, you have got to be kidding me. But you know Facebook isn't kidding. You know big tech companies aren't kidding. Friends, do you know how dangerous, and do you realize how dangerous this is? Them censoring free speech? Them giving a biased news propaganda 24/7 and they want nobody to combat it whatsoever? Isn't this craziness? This is exactly what they do to countries that they mean to dominate. But they use CIA-controlled standard of fact-checking, and that being Snopes.com. And folks, I started laughing. It's like, really? Hey, folks, David Michelson, CEO of Snopes.com. Snopes has no set requirements for fact-checkers because the variety of the work would be difficult to encompass in any singles blanket of standards. In other words, whatever they say goes because we have nothing to make reference to. How foolish. They have their eyes closed. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before It's News is proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I want to let you know that this is not an attack on anybody. It is me making aware what's going on in this country concerning the citizenry of the America that we know, that you are under attack. I remember a guy one time said to me, Bradley, why do you keep attacking Barack Hussein Obama's administration on the radio? I'm not attacking him. He's attacking me. You think I'm just going to sit here and let him roll over the top of me? Wake up, brother, from another mother. That just isn't going to happen. This is illegal. What's going on? I'm going to get back over to this in just a second concerning Facebook and what Facebook did today with Snopes. Tim Brown just posted, Muslim judges are being elected in the United States. He said at the end of 2018, he reported on the number of Muslims that won political office during the elections. You may be surprised. Friends, there's tons of them. Literally. I'm looking at them right now. I know that there was 90 that ran for political office. But there was quite a few of them that actually won office. And as a matter of fact, they even gave their victory speeches in Arabic, for those that didn't know. Victory speeches in Arabic in America. Did you hear what I said? Victory speeches in Arabic. But Tim Brown said, however, have you heard of the Muslim judges that were elected to be on the bench in several key states? California, Michigan, Texas, and New York, all elected Muslim judges. At least six positions for judges were filled by Muslims swearing in on the Quran, which is diametrically opposed to the American Constitution and biblical law called common law in the United States of America. Friends, let me just say it this way for the sake of time. Judges 5:8 says that when other gods are within the gate, there's going to be war. There's going to be war. There's going to be war. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, as well as Deuteronomy 28, verse 63. I want to make sure, just double-checking that last scripture, which I'm pretty sure that I'm right about, concerning my reference. Yep, 20, verse 63. Read it when you get a moment. I was just talking, now going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and how I was on Facebook this morning, and they jumped. Facebook jumped on with a post when I was going to post a video. So they're literally keeping a constant eye on your links and what they're linked to at every step. When I posted this video showing water that was bought from Walmart, when it was poured out, it turned into a gel. I posted it to my other friends. When I did that, what popped up is Facebook's CIA-controlled standard of fact checking, Snopes.com. They said Snopes.com has another story on that. So I'm going to say this. Facebook's CIA-controlled standard of fact checking, Snopes.com, think again. How many times have you heard someone dispute something that you may have posted on Facebook, which you knew was in fact true, was something like this? Snopes.com said that this is fake news. Attempting to put the lie in the place of the truth, Snopes further attempts to rewrite and revise the past and the present in hopes that no one discovers that they are the minions of the CIA. These minions, speaking of which, an embezzler, a former porn star, hooker, dope-smoking, dominatrix, and a hooker. This is not fabricated. It seems that Snopes.com has a clear objective, misleading and confusing the people, purposely or inadvertently, you can decide. The truth is in front of you as a straight stick to reveal the deviation of the crooked. But if you don't know the truth, how are you going to expose the lie? Folks, it's just getting ridiculous. More ridiculous as the days go on. They're attacking more relentlessly. They're suppressing. They're oppressing. They're barring. They're censoring. They're, and folks, every step of the way. Every step of the way. It's illegal. They want you to believe that which is illegal is now legal because they said so. Matter of fact, if you go to anybody that's been thrown in Facebook jail or thrown off a Google search or kicked off of Twitter, you'll find out what they're advocating, folks, is subversive to American government. Listen to me again. What big tech companies are advocating is subversive to American government. I want to say it again. What big tech companies are doing, friends, is subversive to American government. They want you to believe the propaganda fed to you by the CIA-controlled media, the mainstream media. And they want you to call in, into question the truth that's given unto you, just like Satan in the garden. Hath God said? Well, let me give you the answer. You're going to find out. Because we all will. We're going to have to give an account on that day. I wanted to cover one more article. This is all on Sons of Liberty Media as well. But this one seemed to be enough to poke the people and prod the people to get a response, because this was just posted this morning, and there is hundreds upon hundreds of shares on this article already. Just posted a couple hours ago. Innocent child harassed, threatened by cops for shoveling snow without a permit. Like that of California, America, do you realize? Because now they're wanting to tax water. You can't use a straw. Hey, whatever that lunatic Jerry Brown said has to go. You know, it's interesting. It's called the California, the Republic of California. And it's interesting because when you look at their state's preamble, too, it starts out acknowledging the God that gave that law like every other state in the United States of America. Isn't it interesting how that works? If only the people knew. If only the people knew. This is the only way tyrants get away with the things that they get away with. Is by dummy and... Hey, folks, you do know that the way that they create slaves is they don't allow them to read. They keep them ignorant on purpose. Yep. And that's exactly what they're trying to get the American people to be. An ignorant slave. And I'm not saying that with a backhand. But if you're stupid on purpose or you're ignorant on purpose, then I am. The light... The knowledge that you've been given, the blood that has been shed to give us the freedoms that we have. It's not an act of gratitude by living our own selfish lives, because we've heard said 1,000 times, freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And if we're really thankful, we don't need to have anybody telling us the things that I'm telling unthankful people today or ungrateful people today. If you're thankful, then live accordingly. And I'll tell you what, a thankful people aren't not a people that are easily moved or shifted. Now let me go back to this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Innocent child harassed, threatened by cops for shoveling snow without a permit. This is my point that I wanted to make. They want to have control over every facet of your lives. You need a permit for this. You need a permit for that. I need a permit to start a fire outside if I want to have a bunch of friends over and throw a couple logs into a little fire pit. I got to have a permit to build on my own property. I have to have a permit to hunt on my own property. Think about what I'm saying. I have to have a permit to drive a car. I have to have a permit, friends, to literally do... I have to have a permit for a snowmobile. I have to have a permit for my trailer. And it goes on. And it goes on. And it goes on. I'm asking the government that works for me for a permit to live out what God has bestowed upon me. And now it's gotten to the point, like I was talking about the other day, we're talking about the squeaky wheel here too. These cops really like their job. I mean, it reminds me of these cops that pulled over and they gave a little girl a ticket for selling lemonade at her little lemonade stand. Did anybody do that when they were kids? Because I did. What's wrong with you people, man? We're spinning out of control, America. I mean, that moral law of God shows us how crooked we are, but thank God for grace because it comes along and straightens us out. But when we're born of the Spirit, man, we're going to right these wrongs. And that's what we need to do as a people. This is garbage. These cops need to be dealt with. Okay? Because this is way over the top. Folks, we have a lot of articles on the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com addressing the issues today. Issues that most are unwilling to talk about. And the reason we have them out there is because we want to have you in the know concerning what's taking place in your country. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.